We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapati Purrier for the win.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Tigers coach Konzo Martin is alongside. We're with you until just before 8 o'clock on this edition of Tiger Talk. Couple more shows left in this season. By the way, we will be not here next week. We'll have a taped version of Tiger Talk coming your way, as we'll hear from both Konzo Martin, and we'll also hear from Barry Odom and several other people as Missouri will be making its way down to Nashville to the SEC tournament next Monday evening. So a taped version of the show coming up next Monday. We'll be back here, though, 2 weeks from tonight for our final show of the season, Tiger Talk, here from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Coming up tonight, we will hear from the sophomore center from East St. Louis, Illinois. Jeremiah Tillman will be here coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll close the show with a conversation that I had on Saturday with former Tigers coach Norm Stewart. As, of course, on Saturday they paid tribute to the 93-94 team and also had the player reunion as well. So a conversation with Norm Stewart coming up to close the show a little bit later on. Tigers coming off of a win at home in which Missouri picked up a win beating South Carolina on Saturday by 15 points, 78-63. Missouri earlier in the week lost at Mississippi State, and so we'll talk about both those games during this show. Let's talk about first things first. Are you ready for spring?
I would like it. I don't mind. I mean, I like to continue to play, but I don't mind it.
No, I'm ready. I know you like. I'm just ready for warm weather. Let's keep playing when it's warm.
They keep saying it'll be warm weather, so hopefully it seems like every weekend it said it'll be warm next week. So I'm hoping it'll be warm next week.
Yeah, I think I just keep clinging to the fact that maybe a week or so and we'll be out of this nonsense. But good ball game on Saturday. Good way to get a win against South Carolina. A couple of guys that really, I thought, kind of came into their own a little bit in that game. Season-high 18 points for Kevin Purrier and a career-high 20 points for Torrence Watson. Before we talk about those guys individually, just talk overall, your thoughts on the game and the win.
Well, I thought it was a good win. And again, I said it after the game. I thought we were a little stagnant or slow in the first half because we hadn't spent a lot of time going against, you know, zones. And we usually do different things in practice, 1-3-1, 2-3 zones, but the last week or so was more man stuff because we felt like the teams we were playing against were man teams. And then, you know, South Carolina's Frank, really a man guy, you know, plays a 2-3 zone. And, you know, once we settled in and just kind of, you know, saw where the opportunities to score the ball, we were better, really better in the second half.
Yeah, it's funny, and I want to go to Coach Martin's decision to play 2-3 and doing the scouting report with Michael Porter Sr. prior to the game. You know, one of the standard questions always asked is, what are you going to see defensively? What Frank does? A lot of man-to-man pressure.
Yes.
And then they came out 2-3.
They did. I mean, just – and it threw our guys – I wouldn't necessarily say threw our guys off, but you practice and prepare, you know, your scouting reports, your game plan. You think, man, they deny you up your lanes. Yeah. You're working on a different type, getting the ball across the floor against their pressure, driving one-on-one. Then all of a sudden they're back in the zone. And I thought it made our guys passive. But the thing that I said to our guys, you have to understand, it's not what they normally do. So they won't be great at it. Mm-hmm. Have to be aggressive, pass fake. They had bigger, slow guys on their corners. So you have to pass fake and move the ball, then drive the ball. And I thought in the second half we were better at that.
Yeah, and we talked about this after the game. You played into their hands a little bit in the first half by just moving the ball side to side. No one really attacked the middle from the free throw line in. A lot of times guys were camped out 3 to 4 steps away from the three-point line, which, again, just kind of played into their hands.
Well, I thought the biggest guy, and I thought Torrance made big shots, and that was comfort for him against that zone. Big shots, deep shot. But I thought the guy that played the best, not just because he had 18 points, but I thought Kevin played the best. And the reason why I said it, Kevin, and since last year and this year, has struggled against zones, you know, flashing and reading and seeing. I thought he did a great job in it against that zone. So that was a big plus for us, because the biggest thing with zones, you can make shots on a perimeter, but if you get a guy that's flashing and passing the ball, it breaks down a lot of zone defenses.
One thing you know about a guy like Torrance Watson is that when you're a shooter, you got to have a short memory, right? I go back to the Florida game. He hit 3 big threes, but he also shot 3 air balls, but it didn't keep him from shooting the basketball. Hit some big threes the other night to begin things, and then they started taking space, and then he showed the development in his game, I thought, by trying to get to the rim, and he got a couple of three-point plays out of it.
Well, that's the other dimension to his game. It's not as if he's just a catch-and-shoot guy, but because, you know, learning at this level and having an opportunity to score at this level, he became a spot shooter. But he's a guy that can also put the ball on the floor. Now, you saw throughout the whole season, he would drive it, he would stumble, he would fall. Well, he made 3 plays at the rim and ones. He didn't fall, and he recognized that. But to his credit, understanding that, it was probably about a month or so ago, we started working on body balance with Coach Nicodemus, just really getting in there, and it's really helped his game.
And that's a drill you see before the games when the guys got the ball and Nick's trying to take them off their spot a little bit, right?
Yes, and everything counts. But again, about a month or so ago, when he made the adjustment, understanding how hard you have to work if you want to be a good player, and more importantly, if you want to play. And that's the result of it.
Kevin even got a really nice 3-point play in which he drove to the middle of the paint, actually switched hands, flipped it up right hand, and got fouled and made the free throw. It was neat to see him take it to the basket as well.
Well, again, the other things we talk about as a staff is never too late. And, you know, Kevin just finishing with the right hand, making strong right hand moves. That's progress. And we always say you might work on some a whole season, might be able to use it one time and it can win you a ball game. And he went right and made a play. But again, he's a guy that's physical, he's strong, he drives the ball, he's a better free throw shooter, he should be shooting more free throws than what he shot all season. But again, it's never too late.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that from a career standpoint shoots over 70% from the foul line, and a lot of us have always thought, man, how effective could he be each and every game if he just got fouled more often?
Well, I'm thinking the same thing.
I know.
Because again,
you're one of the guys I was referring to.
You know, every game we lose, I look in the mirror first, and that's where I try to stop it. Now, there's things we talk about as a team and a program. But you're talking Kevin Prater, a guy that gives you 13 to 18 points, you're a different team. Because that's the element that you need. You need his production, but you also need his experience.
They never had the lead in that game, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. They never had the lead in the game.
I didn't feel like we played, you know. Again, the score was one thing, and I was surprised that we scored 78 points against the zone the whole game. A man that's different, but against the zone, because it kind of made us stagnant. But I never felt like we flowed, especially in the first half. I just thought we made shots and made plays. But, you know, I didn't think we were in trouble in the game. But it just felt like we didn't flow and weren't as aggressive. We're getting up the floor, running in transition, and getting quick shots and easy baskets.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Academy's got 9 locations in Missouri now, including one right here in Columbia, St. Peter's, and also you can shop online at academy.com, Academy Sports Outdoors, a proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. We're going to take a break. More Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Is your man cave starting to feel like a real cave?
Is all the cold air from outside coming in to ruin all your basketball games?
Is the warm air in the summer making you feel like you're in the Sahara Desert watching that baseball game?
Call Columbia Water and Light at 573-874-2489 and find out who they would recommend to install your new air conditioner and heat pump.
Then your man cave will feel like the perfect day every day.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Can't we all get along?
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour.
Now she
May 2nd, Mizzou Arena.
No problem.
With special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Speaking of Shelter Insurance, you can download the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. Go to mutigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. Konzo Martin is with us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll hear from Jeremiah Tillman, and then we'll close the show a little bit later tonight with a conversation with Tigers head coach Norm Stewart. Again, Tigers coming off of that 78-63 win over South Carolina in the game. Torrance Watson, a career-high 20 points. Kevin Purrier, a season-high 18. And also in the game, Jordan Geist finished with 15 points. And it's one of those games, Geist really struggled shooting the ball from three, but he got to the foul line. Just an overall impression of the way that he played.
I thought he was passive in the first half, and I thought he passed up shooting opportunities in the first half. Not sure why. And I didn't think he did a good job moving the ball from side to side as a point. I thought he just stayed out top and just kind of moved the shot clock down, tried to make a play. But in the second half, he was more assertive. He was attacking the rim. He was shot ready. Even though shots didn't fall, he was shot ready. Outside of, you know, he somehow he likes to get the ball 5-4, and he... And I just told him, man, just drive the ball. Put pressure on the defense, because when you shot faking with 6'10 guys, and that's a tough shot. But I thought he was more assertive and aggressive in the second half.
What have you thought about your team's execution late clock this season? Because it's an area, obviously, that's been a struggle at times. And I'm just curious if you've got some thoughts on why.
I have to be better. Well, at first it starts with me putting guys in position. I think the other part is really having a bona fide go-to guy that can make a shot or make a play. Jeremiah's improved as a free throw shooter, but I'm not sure in certain situations he wanted the ball in his hand because they double him, turn the ball over. Geis is not as quick as a decision maker, but a guy off the dribble and making plays. Mm-hmm. So now he get the wrong matchup. It's tough to get a shot. So really, we've been looking at different things. Torrance Watson, maybe Javon, or who's hot at that point. But it's hard to say because you don't have one guy that you can say, okay, like a Cassius or a Jonte, a guy that can make a play or get a shot for you. I think that's probably the biggest thing. But it starts with me putting him in position first.
X is still learning the intensity in which you have to play at this level, isn't he?
I think that's the biggest key with him, how hard you have to play. Directing traffic, running a team as a point guard, but the intensity in which you play, it's a hard game. You have to play it at a high level. And if not, especially at that position that he plays, there's too many talented guys.
What are some of the expectations that you have from a point guard? I mean, obviously a guy that's got to be able to understand the opponent, understand who's on the court with him at the same time. Just elaborate on that, if you will.
Well, it depends on what year. So, example, I consider guys more – if I was taking over a team, I would consider guys a combo guard, mm-hmm. a guy that can do yeah. both, but not just a true point. And I think Geis is suited best if he's a two-guard where he can come off, catch a shoot, make plays, get back and do other things. But so when you said natural point guard, a guy that's been in your program that understands what you're saying as a coach, he speaks the same language as you as a coach, my demand is probably greater at that position than any other. I think the two positions that I put most pressure and demand on is the point guard and the forward position, because I think with most teams that I've been a part of, those are the most valuable positions. I don't care if the leading scorer like Cash was a two-guard, but I think that point guard and that forward position is valuable. And I think like X as a young guy, there's a lot to be learned. There's a lot that's expected of you. But the biggest thing that I always say is just play as hard as you can play, because you can grow from that. But if you don't play extremely hard, you don't compete at a high level, it's hard to take the next steps, because that's a tough position to lead in, and that's a tough position to defend.
It's interesting that you say the four, because I think some would subscribe to the theory that it's the three. But why the four?
Because when you look at most teams, you watch them, everything flows through the one and the four. Mm-hmm. When the ball swings from the one wing to the top, it's most cases four, rarely is the five. And I think that position for us, he can guard a five man, he can guard a smaller guy. Offensively, he can go inside, he can go outside. You can create an advantage at that position, whether it's a ball screen, a pick and pop, running them off screens. So for us, that position is a lot that goes with it, and you need a guy that can do a lot of different things.
I don't think I've ever asked you this question in terms of shot selection. What's a good shot? What's a bad shot? What's green light? What's not green light?
Well, I've never been the guy to give guys lights, and I say all that because when I came out of high school, I mean, it was you play.
Right.
There wasn't no
right.
green. You play. When I went to college, Coach Katie defined roles, and my role as a freshman was to set screens because I wasn't a shooter at that time. So my role was to set screens, you know, rebound. Play defense, all the other things, yeah. You know, as a role guy, even when I got in the starting lineup. But when I became a better shooter, it wasn't as if he said, you can only shoot this many balls. I mean, and at that point, I was shooting because I was open, I was confident, and I wasn't worried about what coach was saying. You graduate to that level, but it wasn't the case of, okay, your light is red, your light is green. I was a shooter at that point, so it didn't matter. So for me with players, I always try to stay away from defining a role as far as shot, how many shots you get, a green and red light. If it's a shot you shoot in practice, you understand the time, scoring situation in the game. Shoot the shot. You can't be passive. You can't be nervous. You have to be aggressive. Now, again, in some cases, that is learned by some guys, and it takes time. And I'll subtly tell guys after timeouts at the end of the games, you know, watch this shot, study film on it, probably shot fake drive right here. Because even Torrance had 20 points. I thought there were still opportunities he could have shot fake and got other shots, but I thought there were opportunities he could have been shot ready on the three-point line as opposed to 3 or 4 feet off the line. So you always study and watch film on those things, but not necessarily don't take that shot, shoot this shot. Don't, because they're not robots, it's basketball, and you have to be able to play free. But the education is in practice, prep work. The shots you shoot in practice, I expect you to shoot that shot in the game.
Back after this, more Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings. Up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Expansive soil. It's soil that expands when it gets wet. Too much expansion and your house is in a sinkhole. But here's the worst part. Homeowners insurance never covers this damage. You need special coverage that some insurers offer, most don't. Trusted Choice independent agents work with many insurance companies, not just one, so they can help you get the coverages you want.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit TrustedChoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Like many businesses in our area, maybe you are considering reorganizing or relocating, but really don't know where to start. At Samco Business Products, we are specialists in this planning process and can take that guesswork off your shoulders. Our design team can provide insight for reconfiguring your existing space to be more efficient and productive. Or if your needs have changed and you plan to relocate, our team can reinstall your existing furniture in your new facility and eliminate that hassle too. So relax. With Samco, work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24-7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger Diamond drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SEC SXM.
Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri's Jeremiah Tillman. The law firm of Lather Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Today, we'd like to recognize Gabby Garrison with Mizzou Softball. The law firm of Lather Gage, serving Missouri business since 1873. And again, coming up, Jeremiah Tillman in our next segment. Just let's go back and talk Mississippi State, if we can. A game on the road earlier in the week, only scored 49 points. It was 68-49 was the final, but there was a stretch where I think it was three consecutive possessions. It's 35-30. And KJ Santos drives down the right side. Offensive goaltend gets called. He misses the free throw. You get another possession. You had chances. And I don't know that what would have happened if you could have gotten the lead there, particularly in the second half.
Yeah, you had opportunities. I thought Mississippi State did a better job in the second half. Maybe the best team that I felt like from afar that we played defensive, not because they were physical, and I'm not taking anything away from them as if they were a great defensive team, but just that we just couldn't get it going for whatever reason. I thought we had opportunities, but I thought they did a good enough job taking away stuff, taking away guys. And then whenever you take away guys, if Tilly's not a factor in that, so now there's two key guys you count on, and it's hard to get production going from that. Then they got their heads up. They made shots, and they made plays, and they just turned the game on.
Yeah, it's interesting. Everybody talks about Q and about Peters, but, man, Carter is really coming on for them at the right time.
He played well. He made shots. And I think anytime you have a guy like Q Witherspoon, who guy's all-league guy, probably right outside of MVP of the league, and I think that's PJ and Grant right now, but he can score the ball. You're talking about a guy who's NBA ready at 6'5". He has a pace to his game. He can shoot the ball. He can get to the rim. But then you have Carter over there because he can benefit off all those talented players where he's catching and shooting. So now when he drives the ball, he has spacing to make plays. And again, I said, that's what a good team, a veteran team, that's what they do. They have enough personnel. and have guys that can make shots and make plays.
Torrence led you that game with 12 points when he matched his career high at that point, which was previously 12. He'd done that six different times during the season. Jeremiah finishes with the 11 points in the game. Y'all rebounded by 11.
Yeah, we've done a good job rebounding. I think we can be a lot better. You know, I think what happens when you struggle, when you go through a season as if you struggle like this, you take a lot of notes, you evaluate your team, you evaluate yourself, evaluate. And the biggest areas as you keep moving forward, we have to take care of the ball one offensively. Mm-hmm. We have to continue and strengthen our bench. So you have to have more personnel because you think sometimes guys play so long because of what we have. And now they're not as effective down the stretches of game. We have to continue to improve our free throw shooting as a team. And I think the trend would limit the turnovers. Now we're even better defensively because I think that puts pressure on our defense when we have those live ball turnovers.
Got to get to the line more too, don't you?
Yes, you have to get to the line. And part of getting to the line is, you know, stuff you can do, but also having guys that can make plays off the dribble. Because, I mean, oftentimes you just can't script up a play. You got to have guys that instinctively understands how to get to the rim, take advantage of spacing and attacking.
Tigers head coach Conzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. We're going to take a break. Jeremiah Tillman joins us next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Can't we all get along?
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney. Songs for the Saints Tour.
No shoes.
May 2nd, Mizzou Arena.
No problem.
With special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
We're live at the Managed Print All-Star Game, where Marco lit up the scoreboard with a game-winning lineup of services. Marco started the game with a print assessment that found big gaps in this team's printing environment. With the right solutions, Marco saved this team 30% on its print budget. Wait, Marco is replenishing the toner even after the game. Now the fans are giving Marco's service and support a standing ovation. See more Marco Management print highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to mo.org/buckle-up/phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course, a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
Tiger Talk continues. on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at tigerchecking.com. Senior Day coming up on Saturday. Missouri taking on Ole Miss. Still tickets available. Make sure you're there as Missouri pays tributes to its seniors coming up on Saturday. Tigers on the road coming up on Wednesday against the University of Georgia. Please welcome a sophomore center from East St. Louis, Illinois, Mr. Jeremiah Tillman, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? How are
you doing? You know, the thing I love about you is your, you've got a personality that at times can be very infectious. The smile, I love just seeing you smile. You come walking on the plane, people say hi, you've always got a big smile. Where did that ability to, like, just not be bashful, not be shy, and interact with people maybe come from?
I just be trying to give off good energy. I don't know. It's just when I see people, if they're having a bad day or anything, I just want to always smile. That's just something I always do, just smile. Ain't nothing like no habit or nothing, but I just don't be trying to look all mad all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get you. There are times, too, when adversity is hit during the game, and I've seen you react and then try to immediately smile too.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Coach always told me I need to control my emotions and stuff because I'm very emotional. Like, I be so into the game that I don't even be realizing I'm like acting the way I'm acting or something like that. So if I feel myself getting out of character, I just instantly try to like bring myself back.
So what are some of the tools that you try to use to try to bring yourself down if you feel like you're getting out of character?
The meditation app, I'll be using that. So it's like sometimes when he just talk, I be sitting up with my eyes closed and he just talking to you. So that just come right back like to my mind when I be thinking like soon as if I'm losing sight, like I'm letting go. It's just words he be saying. So if I'm like losing sight or letting go and I feel it, then I just come back to myself instantly to try to like block out of it, just get back and let it go.
As folks know, the whole premise of this segment is so those folks sitting here and listening tonight get a chance to know you a little bit better than what they did when they walked in. So there's a lot of ground that we want to cover this evening. But who would have thought, Jeremiah, that when you committed to come to the University of Missouri, that there would be so many guys that you knew growing up playing basketball that are here now? And I'm talking about primarily guys from the east side, right? Javon Pickett from Belleville East, Mark Smith from Edwardsville, yourself from East St. Louis.
I wouldn't have thought that at all. I mean, at first we used to always talk about like what school we're gonna go to, but I used to take it as a joke. You know how people are, like just coming up saying we're gonna do this, that, and the other. But I mean, after we start committing to colleges, then I start seeing like, oh, it can be true. And then once I committed here, and then Javon ended up committing, and then Mark ended up committing, I was like, wow, we all about to be playing together, and like we just all like we was rivals in high school.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's cool now.
When did you first meet Javon and Mark?
Middle school, playing against AAU. Like, I didn't really know him then, but like, we just always play them. And then once we got to high school, we didn't see each other so much. We just started hanging out and stuff.
Yeah. Now, in high school, you played at East St. Louis Senior. Mark was at Edwardsville. And again, Javon was at Belleville East. So how did you fare against the Edwardsville Tigers when you were a Flyer at East St. Louis?
We couldn't beat their system our senior year. I mean, Coach got a good system at Edwardsville. It sucks. Well, it don't suck, but, I mean, it sucks for us because we couldn't beat the system. I mean, if they went up, like, a point, they just sit there and hold the ball. And then you got Mark shooting the ball from the volleyball line. So. And then we went against Beverly East. Javon used to always – he gave us 40 two times, but we still got the W. But it's the difference. Like, we couldn't beat – Edwardsville my senior, but we end up being Beverly East. So, I mean, Mark got ups on me.
Yeah, Mark had a really, really good team. And, of course, you know, Javon, as you mentioned, had success against you too. When you think about playing with those guys now and the friendships that have developed, just describe your relationship with Mark and Javon and Torrance and some of the other guys.
I mean, I respect them personally as good friends. I mean, we never like not seeing each other eye to eye. I respect their grind, both of them. I mean, they be in the gym every day in the morning. Mark's still in the gym and he hurt, like getting rehab and stuff like that. So, I mean, they gonna make you respect them. I mean, like, you can't do nothing but, like, respect them. I mean, like, they grinding, they cool people off the court. Like, you can have a good relationship with them off the court, so could act for them.
People don't understand, I think, too, that aren't around it like you are and the coaches are. Javon's one tough kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so elaborate on his toughness a little bit. And is that something, I mean, that you admire in the way that he approaches things?
He ain't no pushover. Of course not. Yeah. I mean, if you feel like he's getting, like, attacked in a joke or something like that, he going to instantly, like, just stop. He going to cut the joke out. Like, nah, this not that. And then, but at the same time, people going to respect it, though. Like, everybody going to be like, all right, he said what he had to say. We're going to dead it. And he earned it, so, I mean, that took him a long way.
For you, when you came in to college, and I'm not sure I asked you this question when you were here a year ago, but what was the biggest, I think, adjustment for you moving from the high school game to the college game? What was the thing that you found the most difficult to adjust to? Was it speed? Was it strength? Was it facing guys your same size, maybe bigger than you?
Like, yeah, when I was in high school, like, I went against bigs, but they wasn't really, like, my size. So yeah. I used to always get double teamed. It'd be, like, two or three bigs on me, but they were, like, 6'6". But when I got to college, I'm playing 6'11s every game. So, I mean, I adjusted to it, but at the same time, like, I wasn't used to it. So now I am used to it, so I just got to keep getting strong, you know what I'm saying? Keep playing like a man.
What are some of the things that you worked on during the summer in terms of trying to improve your game? What was important to you?
Well, important to me is, like, us being talking, being, like, giving off good energy and, like, trying to be a leader and then running the floor. That's a strength of mine. I mean, me working on now is just trying to be a leader because that's one of the weaknesses I have. Like, it's not the fact that I don't want to be a leader. It's just the fact that I see something happen and just be like, not say nothing. I just look at it and expect somebody else to say it. But, I mean, that's my role, to say something, but I just really don't be.
So how do you become more accountable in that regard?
Being more accountable, just speaking up in a moment of the time when you need to, like, instead of holding back. Because it'd be times where I want to say something, I just be like, just let it go and let somebody else deal with it when I could have just said something.
How about from an offensive standpoint, just working skill development on your game? Give me some areas that you would like to improve.
I would like to improve on my ball handling. I mean, I've been trying to step my range out, like the 15-footer. I've been working on that consistently. So, I mean, anything outside of that, I just got to keep working on, like, it, like long, what was I about to say? Trail half-court shots, you know what I'm saying? Running from the half-court, trail threes. I keep getting mixed up. Yeah, so I've been working on that, but not a lot, not often.
Face-up game is something, too, that you've kind of added this year.
Well, I've been trying to work on that. It's not where I want it to be, but I'm working on it still. So.
You worked on your free throws, too, during the offseason.
Yeah, Coach Hollander had me working on those. Every day after practice, I got to make 50, so it's been coming good for me.
When you made the decision to come to Missouri, what was it about Missouri that attracted Jeremiah Tillman? What was it in your decision that you were looking for from this place in order for you to decide this is where you wanted to be?
I wanted to feel comfortable. Like, I don't want to go nowhere and, like, always feeling like something wrong, something going on. Like, I want to be able to trust the coaches and the players that I'm playing with. I want to have a good relationship with them. I don't just want to come to the school just to off the name of the school and I don't have a good relationship. And that would make people end up transferring because of they went there just off the fact that the name or the rank of the school or something like that. I just wanted to feel love. So when I came here, before I came here, I used to always talk to them in a group chat all the time, and that's how we built the relationship. And then Coach ended up getting a job, and then, like, that kind of sealed the deal for me because I already knew that I could trust him. And after we, like, talked, it was just from there.
Visiting with Jeremiah Tillman. Konzo Martin will join us in our next segment. We'll close the show with a conversation with Norm Stewart. Talk about your relationship with Coach. Obviously, he came from the same hometown that you came from. Just describe your relationship
We got a good relationship. Yeah. I mean, today, well, I think it was, yeah, that was today. Today at practice, like, he was saying, I ain't going to take it easy. I'll keep it raw. Like, that's one thing he always do. Like, he always keep it raw with me, and that's what I expect out of him. Like, I don't expect him to act different towards me just off the fact that where we came from. I mean, I feel the same. I feel like he should treat me like everybody else at the same time, but still keep it real with me. That's what we do, where we from. So
the one thing that that people should maybe know about you is that you like control, right? And you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
When we're on the plane and you don't have control, and Mother Nature may give you a bump or two, it's not exactly one of your most comforting feelings,
is it? That'd be the reason I try to sit behind you every time. I told you that. Every time we go on a plane, I try to sit behind you because if I feel like something wrong, I just look at you. You give me that thumbs up. I'm like, all right. But, I just don't like being out there because we off the ground. And that tomorrow got the window. It looked good until everything started bumping and shaking there.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about academics. 2 years now here at Mizzou. Have you had a favorite professor or a favorite class that you like?
I would say the family class. I've been taking that a lot. And, nutrition and stuff like that. That's about it.
Yeah.
I got no favorite professor, though, no.
No, not a few. You'll develop one. You still got a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
What about off the court? When Jeremiah Tillman doesn't have basketball, and you've got the complete day to yourself, how are you going to spend it?
I'll be trying to rest, watch
just
movies.
Sleep?
Yeah, I'll probably sleep, but I watch movies a lot.
Yeah?
I'll be chilling.
What type of movies do you like the best?
Scary movies, regular movies, funny movies. I try to keep it.
Best movie that you've seen lately?
Lately? Lately. You ever heard of the movie? Well, I just seen it. So it's been out, but I just seen it. It's called the Reverend, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
The dude
with
the attack by the bear.
Yeah, absolutely.
That movie.
Yeah.
The Revenge, how you say
Reverend.
The Reverend. The Reverend, that movie.
Yeah.
That's the best movie I've seen because he's out there in the snow.
Yeah, terrific movie. Jeremiah Tillman, your team's got, can you believe, 1 week left in the regular season?
Yeah, that came by fast. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that to be so fast. People always say that, but, I mean, it's here now. So.
Yeah, it's here now. 2 games left in the regular season, then off to Nashville for the SEC tournament. Kind of as I let you go, just kind of give me an idea of the mindset of this team. As you enter the last week of the regular season.
We're going to continue to take each step one by one. I mean, stay locked in and focus. I mean, the season, we still got things to do, and we ain't done yet. I mean, we got 2 games left, but we still got this tournament coming up. So we're going to take every game one by one, and we ain't folding.
Great to see you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Jeremiah Tillman, I'm Mike Kelly. Konzo Martin rejoins us after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. But Ford has been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. You see, we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
In medicine, some go by the book. At MU Health, we have the doctor who wrote the book. As one of the first in mid-Missouri to practice the new study of oncocardiology, MU Health is making tomorrow's innovations available today, showing that with yes, the best course of treatment is the course you pave yourself. Yes, makesitpossible.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Konzo Martin rejoins us here on Tiger Talk. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers in action coming up on Wednesday as they travel to Georgia to take on the Bulldogs. Young guy did pretty well, didn't he?
He did a good job. He wants to be an actor, so he did a good job. I like it.
I wish I would have known that. I would have gotten more into the whole acting stuff.
He wants to be the next Denzel Washington.
That's for next year's show. Just a thought on Georgia before we let you go.
Playing very well. They had a great road win at Florida. But even before the road win at Florida, they were playing well. They went down the wire against LSU, Mississippi State at home, just came up short. But they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Before we let you go, I want to thank the Antlers for being here again tonight. They are here each and every week, and we sincerely appreciate
that.
So thanks for being here, guys.
All right.
Konzo Martin, we're going to let him go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Norm Stewart up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist. It can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue. For the win. Get to Nissan. A proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. But Ford has been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. You see, we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Saturday at Mizzou Arena, Missouri paid tribute to the former players that played at the University of Missouri with the alumni game, but they also paid tribute and 25th anniversary of the 93-94 team that finished the Big 8 Conference with an unbeaten record at 14-0. Prior to the game, I had a chance to visit with former Tigers coach Norm Stewart. Well, first of all, it's great to see you. It's been too long. It was great to see you in Virginia walk into this building today, but I want to begin with this. As we all get older, I think we change things in our lives. And I want to begin with a thank you. A thank you to you for the way you treated me throughout the number of years that we were together. But also from the very get-go, I came in and was working for Rod Kelly and then eventually placed Tom Doerr. And you made me feel at home from the word go. And so for that, for all those years ago, thanks, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. That's awful nice of you. We've had great people, as you know, and you've been one of the great ones, if not the best, certainly one of the greatest. And really, I just felt fortunate as I look back and see all the people who did our ball games, did the basketball at the University of Missouri.
Do you remember how you signed your book for me back after the 94 season? You had a little thing at your house. You said, come here, I got something for you. You handed me a book, and on the back cover it said, hey, Mike, you're pretty good for a guy with a speech impediment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a little of that Shelby County humor, you know. Always got to be a dig. That's a thing, really, that I like about athletics, that everybody is there to keep everybody in the position, you know, that they belong in. We're all just people, and a lot of talent. You've got a tremendous amount of talent. But we're still just people, and it's fun to be around guys that accept that. I mean, I had some of the great players, you know, but they were still, and like last night, we were with a great group of guys, over 50 guys, but the team, the undefeated team was special. And but they're still just regular guys, and of course, jabbing one another, just unbelievable.
Coach, it's hard to believe that it's been 25 years since the last conference championship in the sport of basketball here at the University of Missouri. And your team did something that year that was very special in going through the league unbeaten for the first time ever.
Yeah, I think it was maybe somebody had gone before, but it had been quite a few years. Usually somebody's always done something else before, but I don't remember right now. But it is hard to believe it's been 25 years. The guys looked great that were here last night, and we had a fabulous time. Time does go by. That's why you try to make the things that you do worthwhile, you know, and make an effort to do something to help and leave things a little better than what you found it.
You know, you brought in a couple of guys a few years before that by the name of Melvin Booker and Reggie Smith, and they still are very close to this day. Who would have thought that Melvin Booker would become the Big Eight Player of the Year and a guy who was also mentioned on a few All-American teams?
Oh, yeah. Melvin is a great guy. Of course, his son, Deion, who I wish would have matriculated here at the university. I think maybe if I would have been here, that could have happened. But anyway, Melvin was a great player. And, you know, he was not highly recruited across the country. And so when we got him, we really felt good about that. And he improved to the point when he was a senior, he was the most valuable player in the league, not just on our team, but in the league. Tremendous player, great guy, and his son's just like him.
You said about that team that it was a group of guys that collectively were so much better than the individual parts. You had guys like Paulo Linney that came in, Mark Adkins that came in, Javon Crudup had a role. Everyone understood their role, and Lamont Frazier. I mean, let's not forget him, just how valuable he was to that team as well. But they all knew their role on that team.
Yeah. If you take a team, if you select a team, you want a point guard, you want a three-man, middle man, and you want a center. And there was no one really that filled those positions. We didn't have a true center. Javon Crudup was truly a four-man. And we didn't have a three-man, and we didn't have a point guard. And it's kind of like it's what you learn in a small town. You know, everybody takes turns, you know.
As you look back on that group, too, and I want to focus on some other things before we're done, but, you know, early in the season, struggling in Central Missouri, get beat by 52 at Arkansas, but then against Illinois in the final game played in the old arena on Oakland Avenue, the triple overtime game really served as a springboard going into conference play for this team, didn't it?
Well, I think we had won some games up to that point, and we were coming back from the shock of getting just hammered. And that game, I think, gave everybody the confidence then to do what they did in the following ball games. But it was such an interesting team. It was so easy to coach after that Illinois game and after a couple conference games. Guys just understood they were going to win, and they figured it out. And when a team does that, boy, it's really easy. And that was a completely enjoyable year. And what's fun about it now is I'll see somebody and maybe from another team. They'll say, you know, we beat you guys that year. And I say, wait a minute, did you play for Arkansas or did you play for Notre Dame? They said, no. I said, well, then you didn't beat us.
As I look at the fact that over the last couple of weeks, the decision was made to retire Derek Chivas's jersey and also for John Brown to finally receive that honor. I was so thrilled inside to see both those guys have that opportunity. As you look at that decision, just kind of give me your thoughts on what was your reaction when you found out about it.
Well, I was absolutely just thrilled for both of them. John Brown was the first national player that we were able to recruit to come to the University of Missouri, and he's also from the state of Missouri. And it really was it turned things. It was a big point. Had we have not gotten him, I don't know if the talent that followed. The thing that did follow was it seemed that Missouri was producing, and not a great number. And I always said this, at that time, they were producing maybe one player, championship player, per year, the entire state. And so we, in order to stay competitive, you have to almost get the player that's in your state, as you did at that time, or you couldn't recruit out because somebody would say to you, you know, their own players won't go there, so why would you go there? And so by John Brown committing to the University of Missouri was really a big, big thing in the total program. Derek Chivas, on the other hand, then follows. That's years later. And now it's, can you recruit nationally? And we were already into Detroit, but we got into New York and found that we could gain some interest there. And, of course, Derek wanted journalism, and he was a serious student, and he came here for journalism and got his degree and turned out to be the greatest scorer in the history of the university by, 500 points.
As you think back and I look at those jerseys, and yours is up there with him, you've got a connection to everybody that's up there.
Yes, Bill Stauffer was the first one who was retired, and Bill was such a great player from Maryville. And he graduated in 52, and I came in the fall of 52. A tremendous individual, just absolutely fantastic. And then after that, they retired Willie Smith's number. And Willie, of course, was on the championship team, Kim Anderson. That's one of the players, again, that was pivotal for us, getting Kim Anderson to come here. Great player. I don't think a player has ever done what Kim Anderson did in 1 week. And I think if you look back, I think he scored 38 points in a game, and I'm pretty sure it was against Kansas, and 31 in the same week. And I said, you know, 78 or 9 points, whatever he scored, it was a bunch. I said, there's a lot of guys that play 4 years and don't score that many. He did it in a week. But just the idea of those guys' names and those numbers being up there, Brown and Chivas, it was, as I've told them, as they age a little bit, they're going to appreciate the people who watched, and it was part of their life. As you know, it was a social thing to do, was to go to the basketball game.
I'm going to close with this because it's hard for me to believe that it's been 20 years since you prowled the sidelines. But I think about the impact that you've had in your life, not only here at the University of Missouri, but more importantly, on the life of others. And I think about a little thing that started with a conversation between you and the late Jerry Quick about creating this thing to create awareness in the fight against cancer, coaches versus cancer. And it started at the University of Missouri. And I think of what that has evolved into as a national program. Coach, the impact that you've had has been remarkable in that program.
Well, it's like a team, a coach, or anything else. You've got to have a good team. You got to have good players. I've said this many times. There's a story behind it, but the person that should be getting the recognition is Virginia, and because she's put all that together. She did the TV program. She did so many things to get fans to go to the ball games on the road. You know, when we started, it was a battle. The things at the end, people that were there at the beginning remember, but at the end, it was nothing like it was when we began. And she was there for the whole thing, and she was the architect to put everything together.
Great to see you. Thank you for your friendship.
All right.
Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers. Hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.